Yeah, good morning to you as well, and thank you for allowing me to be here.
What about the legislation passed yesterday do you think will be most effective?
The requirement for ignition interlock devices for first-time convicted drunk drivers who have a blood alcohol concentration of 0.15 or greater, and for repeat offenders. Ignition interlocks are a proven and effective device in reducing OWI recidivism, saving lives, and preventing injuries. And the most important part of the bill expands the ignition interlock program. And the second most important part of the legislation that was passed makes it a criminal misdemeanor to drive drunk with a child passenger in a vehicle who's under the age of 16. And MAD firmly believes that every child deserves a designated sober driver, and this legislation begins to allow for that. And still more actions are needed to be taken there, but that sets a strong framework. And the third most important part is the legislation showed a recommitment to 0.08 as being the illegal level of intoxication in Wisconsin and impairment, because it closed the loophole that previously allowed first-time offenders who are between a 0.08 and a 0.10 to get out of not have to pay the same fines as somebody with a 0.10 BAC level. So really, lawmakers sent a clear message that driving drunk is at 0.08, not at 0.10 yesterday. But it sets the foundation for future reforms in Wisconsin, and it begins to reverse Wisconsin's lax reputation when it comes to drunk driving laws.
I was going to ask, what about that reputation? Do you think that this reputation that Wisconsin has for being lax on drunk driving is well-deserved?
I think it is, but really, under the leadership of Representative Tony Sasunas and Senator Jim Sullivan, that reputation is beginning to be lifted. But as Representative Scott Sasunas alluded to on the House floor yesterday, he said, "No, we'll be back. That's not a threat. It is a promise." Because the issue of drunk driving is not going away. And MAD's not going away, and MAD will continue to fight for a tougher drunk driving law, a more effective drunk driving law, until there's zero drunk driving fatalities in Wisconsin. And since 1998, there's been 3,196 drunk driving deaths in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, in fact, there was one very vocal critic yesterday, State Representative Marlon Schneider, who said that this won't do much at all.
Well, Wisconsin chooses its level of drunk driving. Drunk drivers drive drunk because they can, and this legislation is an important step forward. And quite honestly, MAD is not content with the current level of drunk driving that occurs in Wisconsin, and that's why this legislation is an important step forward.
What about the burden this is going to put on local jails around Wisconsin and the cost of criminalizing more and more drunk driving offenses?
Well, currently, drunk driving is taxpayer-subsidized. It is a taxpayer-subsidized violent crime in Wisconsin. Again, since 1998, with the 3,196 drunk driving deaths, the 67,000 alcohol-related crash injuries in Wisconsin, taxpayers and the state of Wisconsin has flipped a bill of $6.7 billion at a conservative estimate for drunk driving crashes, fatalities, and injuries. And any burden or alleged burden to local states, local jails, pales in comparison to the burden a victim has to go through.
Frank Harris, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, and thanks for their time.